I was the little brother. I was the little brother. It sounds interesting, doesn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. I was the little brother. Were you ever a little brother or a little sister or an older brother or an older sister, or were you just the child in a family? Whatever the case may be, you always had things to work with. If you're the only child, you had interesting experiences, because the parents would look at other parents and other children and say, whatever the worst of them were, their child was better than that, so they had a good child. But when you have your own children, there's other brothers and sisters, then you say, why can't you be like your sister or your brother? Why can't you be nice like they are? Why can't you be getting good grades like they are? Well, my mother was a very wise lady, happily. And so, with five of us children, she really had her hands full. But she had a good time. She never let it drug her too much. Oh, there were times she got unhappy about it, but it wasn't with us kids. It was with Pop and with what his expectations were. And his expectations basically were good. He wanted the best out of us, and he didn't want us to take advantage of anything, and he taught us never to be disrespectful to our mother and things like that. But I was the littlest brother for a while, until my brother Howie came along. And when Howie came along, there was nobody else in the family except him. Four of us kids were there, but we didn't shine a pin to Howie, because he was the cutest little baby on the face of the earth. They had a contest for babies, you know, and you send pictures in of your children to this contest, Carnation Milk or something like that, you know, and you send your pictures in to the contest, and you're allowed one or two, I think it's probably one or two. And so Mother had just had some pictures of Mark, of Howie taken, that were so gorgeous. His dimples showed so beautifully. He was just a really photogenic little monster. And so they took that picture and sent it in, and he won. He won the contest, and he never let us live that down. He was the best looking baby in the world. He was the smartest baby. And he got to go and, you know, on stage and receive the award and all that kind of stuff, and then get on the Cine News, you know. They didn't have television or anything in those days. They just had news photographers that did a news reel, you know. And they went to the baby contests, you know, that's all cute stuff. Even though it is for a milk company or something like that, it's all, you got a lot of listeners, a lot of readers looking at that and saying, my kid's as cute as that kid. If I had sent the picture in, he would have won too, you know. But that was all part of the game. But until he came, I was the little brother. And I got pushed around by my sisters and in the buggy, and I was, you know, treated royally. I really had everything going my way. And then I wasn't the little brother anymore. I was still a little brother. I talked to my sister yesterday on the phone, and I said, hi Marie, how you doing? It's Herbie. And she says, well, little brother, how are you? And I thought to myself, you silly one. May always called me her older brother, because she wanted me to be older than she was. And Marie, she says, oh, little brother, how you doing, you know? And at first I talked to Bill, and Bill sounded just great. He took the phone because he thought maybe it was his granddaughter, that is, you know. And it was only me, and he talked just great, and sounded fine and everything. And Marie comes on the phone, I said, Bill sounds great, you know. Well, yes, he does, but he's just getting over the flu, you know. And his little granddaughter gave it to him because she had it. And she says, I got it too. She says, but we're almost over it now. But our granddaughter can't come back and visit us until we're over it. even though she gave it to us. You know? But that's part of being a little brother, part of being a little child in the family. And it's wonderful being a little child in the family because you get to do so many things and you get to have everybody pushing you around. Now, if you're wise, you don't say push you around, forcing you to do things you don't want to do. You say pushing you around, giving you a ride. Giving you a ride on the coaster, giving you a ride in the baby buggy, giving you a ride in the wheelchair when I broke my legs, giving you a ride here and there. And, oh, they just loved having a need to give me a ride and to take care of me. And I happily was intelligent enough to appreciate it. Instead of saying, oh, leave me alone, I won't do it myself. You know, I got to do it myself. I got to, you know. And I said, hey, thank you, thank you. And then I say, oh, those chocolates look so good. And they say, oh, yeah, these are for you anyhow, you know. And they turn them over and give them to me. And then they'd be pushing me along. And then they come up front and they want to have a chocolate too, you know, because there were a bunch of them in the box. And by the time they got up there, there weren't any in the box because I just loved them and just ate them. But I said, why did you eat them all? And I said, well, you gave them to me. You didn't say I should only eat one, you know. If you wanted me to have one, you should have given me one. But they always did that. Every time there was a box of cookies or chocolates or anything else like that, they'd give me the whole box. And I would give them back the empty box. But it's a fun thing. It's a fun thing being a little brother when you like yourself. Now, you see, when you don't like yourself, you never give me anything. You never do anything. You put the cause in motion for never getting anything and never doing anything. But I put the cause in motion. And you girls are great. I said, I'm so proud of you pushing me around town and taking me over to your girlfriend's houses and your friend's houses and saying, this is my little brother, you know, he did this and he did that. That's why he's in the wheelchair or in the buggy or in the coaster or whatever. And it was great. It was really great. I must confess, if I haven't already, that I broke my legs 5 times when I was a kid because I was always out doing something that was rather dangerous. Like falling off the back of the ice truck when they were delivering ice. The other guys, they wouldn't fall off. They would drop the ice rather than fall. And I'd hold on to the ice and go down with the ice and me and end up with a broken leg. And of course, when you're a skinny little runt, your legs break easy. They're not very thick. And so they just snap like a piece of twig. But they stuck them back together again. And with x-rays, you can never tell where they were broken or if they were ever broken, which is a nice thing. So, being a little brother is a lot of fun when you know how to be a little brother. Now, my sisters have always been very generous with me. They've always been very helpful to me. They'd always opened up doors to me and times for me to do things. My two brothers never had the slightest interest in anything for me. They accepted me. They tolerated me. But my sisters and I, we had a good relationship going. And wherever I went, they always put me in the honored position. It might not have been the honored position, but I thought it was. I thought it was the honored position because I sat next to somebody interesting. I sat at the end of the table where I had room to get both arms going while I was eating, you know. And I had always this wonderful thing. And every single thing they ever did for me, if you might say to me, but they ever did for me, I took it as an honor. I took it as a gift that they were giving me. And because I took it that way, it always worked out great. And I always had a smile on my face. And they were always glad to see me there. Whereas if I had been frowning and saying, how come you put me way down here at the end of the table? How come you do this? How come you do that? I never said that. I didn't care. Because wherever I was, there were beautiful people. Wherever I was, it was a lot to eat. And the food had to make the corner. And it came down here and I could reach some. It came in front of me, I could reach some. And it came next to me and I could reach some. I could get 3 passes out of one. I could get 3 helpings out of 1 pass, you know, because I was at the end of the table. But and I always enjoyed eating, as you probably know. Eating is a lot of fun. Eating is a game. And when you show how much you appreciate food to your sisters who made it, they make even more. I had aunts. Mother had one sister and a brother, and my dad had eight brothers and sisters, I think it was. And whenever we'd go to Pop's sisters' homes, they just take their fingers and stick it in their belly and say, come on, you got some more room for ice cream, some more room for pie. And, oh, they just loved to serve us. And we just loved to eat. But you see, you have to know how to be a good little brother, even if you're not a little brother. With my aunts, I was always a good little whatever, you know. And they always gave me more and more and more of everything that I could ever want. And it was kind of exciting. And I always said thank you. And I would come home with a big bundle of stuff. And I'd pass it out to everybody because it was stuff that I wasn't interested in. You know, like Lord Fauntleroy clothing. And fascinating, really fascinating. Marie tells me that Cousin Dick went to a funeral of Trudy's husband in Milwaukee. And Trudy is Aunt Hildegard's daughter and Uncle Pete, who had passed on a long time ago. I know these are names that you know just so beautifully. And Trudy was in the living room talking with her husband, and they were watching a television show, a sport game, and he just went. What a nice way to move along, you know. And so Cousin Dick had to be there for that, and of course the few relatives who were left, like Aunt Elsie and so forth, they all went to the service. And the very next day after her husband had died, Trudy had a heart attack. And it put her in the hospital for the day. And they were able to get her back going again, so she's doing just fine. But you know, we let these things happen. We let these things disturb us. It was a surprise that her husband died. She didn't expect it, because he hadn't been ill. And so when he went, it was, you know, just, my gosh, you know, what's going on here? And if it had been expected, it was a little more preparation for it. But there's never preparation for life or for death. You never know when your sexual experience is going to take and you're going to have a baby. You never know when a person is going to move on. Some people say, well, I'm going to move on after Christmas or something like that. And Marie said, well, May just didn't want to die the same year that Kip died, so she waited till January 1st, and then she died. And I said, yeah, I guess that's the way it is. But you see, life is a joy. And when you're the little brother, you're the little brother in consciousness. Everybody is always doing something nice for you. Everybody is always making your life just a little more beautiful. Now, actually, Howie, as a little brother, who was the littlest brother, he didn't have those same experiences, because he was always doing things like tattling on May and Marie and me for whatever we did. And so we never really liked him. And so he didn't get to enjoy the brother and sister relationship that we had with each other. And that's kind of a shame. And Ray was a good-for-nothing character. He was older than all of us. He's 4 years older than the girls, I think it was. And he's off doing his own thing. We never even saw him. And he lived up in the attic. And he had a special room there that was all his own. And he never invited us up there, you know. And it's just like having somebody renting a room up there and living in. So, but again, the girls and I, we had a real nice relationship, and it still continues. And even with May, now that she's off to some other dimension, it still continues, because I have a good feeling in my heart about her. Even though she was kind of she had her problems. But that's good. That's good. I think I told you about her problems. I told you how she would love to give me presents for my birthday. And she said, Herbie, you would love to have this book on art. And I had no interest in art. But they were nice. They're pretty pictures. And she was taking courses in art. And so she would wait a respectable period of time for the dead to be buried, you know. And she'd come to me and she'd say, can I borrow that book? I'm doing some things in my classes now that I could use that book. Sure, go ahead, never see it again. And she gave me the most beautiful flannel pajamas. They were striped blue and white to match my drapes that I had in my room. And she gave these to me, and they were really comfortable things, I think. I never wore them. But she came in about a month or two later, and she says, Herbie, I'm out of pajamas. Can I borrow a pair from you? And I said, sure, sure. Help yourself. She says, oh, what about this pair that you never even opened? You haven't even taken it out of the cellophane yet. I said, well, go right ahead. And so she would take it, and that's the last I'd see of it. But, you know, I was a nice channel for her to give a gift that she was able to have back again and receive back again. So that was kind of nice. And these things are wonderful when you can have the right attitude about them. I knew she was doing this all of her life. I knew she was doing this in everything she did. It's just her nature. Now, Marie, on the other hand, I don't remember a gift that Marie gave me, but I'm sure she did, because she didn't take them back. And so I didn't have that memory in my mind about it. But as far as Howie, I don't ever remember a gift from him, but I'm sure he gave me some, you know. And Ray, we gave him gifts because he's our brother. And I'm sure he gave us gifts, but I have no idea what they may have been.
You see, you remember May.
And I remember May. And I remember May with love, mm-hmm. even though sort of humorous, but with love. And you see, when you have a relationship with each other that is beyond the norm, you remember these things and you are happy about it. And so in that respect, May just loved to call me her older brother. And even as she was on her last legs and she was getting ready to move on to the next dimension, she still said, this is my older brother, she would say to the nurses and to the people in the hospital there. And they'd all smile. But it was great. It was great. To be the younger brother, it is... You can be the younger brother in many, many ways. Now, what way are you the younger child in your family? In what way are you the older child? In what way are you the sharing child? In what way are you the person who likes yourself so much that no matter what you do, you live a happy, healthy, harmonious, joyful life? And as Marie always said, you know, Herbie, you and May, you were a team. You were always together. I never thought of that particularly, but it's true. And you were always doing things. You went dancing together. You went out to parties together. You went here and there together. And I'd forgotten all of that stuff because I had other girls in there afterwards. You know? And then you remember the real girls, not your sister, you know. But it was true. May and I were always doing things together, and we would even walk down the street together. And sometimes she'd hold my hand, and I thought, my God, you know. But we had such a good time, because I was the younger brother, and at that time, she could afford to have me be the younger brother. But as she grew older, I had to then be the older brother. But life should be filled with joy and fun and happiness, and it's only made that way when we put the cause in motion and live our life in a very dynamic, wonderful way. Yep, I was the little brother. Kind of exciting, wasn't it?